Welcome to AM Best Audio.
U.S. executives are growing more alert to cyber threats, with 29% now identifying it as their top business risk, up from 26% in 2024, according to Beasley's 2025 Risk and Resilience Report. Despite this heightened concern, 83% say they feel resilient, an increase from 75%, prompting questions about whether confidence is outpacing actual readiness. As AI drives more sophisticated threats and interconnected systems create fresh exposures, insurers are well positioned to help businesses accurately assess risks, bolster defenses, and develop stronger cyber resilience strategies. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the report is Melissa Carmichael, head of U.S. Cyber at Beasley. Melissa, welcome. It's so great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lori. It's great to be here.
Melissa, what are some of the key takeaways from the latest report? And what's contributing to the disconnect between executive confidence and actual cyber risk exposure?
Thank you. Our latest risk and resilience survey reveals a significant shift in cyber risk perception and perceived resilience to cybersecurity threats among global executives. For the first time since 2021, concern over cyber risk has risen, as you pointed out in your opening remarks. But while awareness of cyber risk grows, conversely, executives are saying they feel more prepared. And this contradiction underestimates today's cyber and tech threat landscape, which is increasingly dynamic and unpredictable. As the recent high-profile ransomware attacks on major retailers have made alarmingly clear in the last couple months. However, I will note, on a positive note, it is good to see that 79% of the firms who responded say they are looking to improve their cybersecurity with third-party suppliers. And this is good news, as we saw an increase in both first and third-party liability arising from supplier vulnerabilities last year, with a number of single points of failure causing downstream events and business interruption.
So how can insurers support clients in managing emerging threats like AI-powered ransomware?
Yes, Lori, thank you. Ransomware continues to be a major threat, and cyber criminals continue to target data-rich environments such as retailers, healthcare providers, and other organizations with valuable sensitive information and personal data. The rise of generative AI is enabling cyber criminals to enhance phishing attacks and deepfake fraud techniques and to automate and enhance their cyber attack capabilities. It is predicted that 17% of cyber attacks will involve generative AI by 2027. And firms need to stay ready for a cyber attack from all fronts. And while we see cyber criminals using AI to enhance phishing attacks and deepfakes, we're also seeing companies use AI as an effective cyber defense tool to monitor the attack landscape, identify vulnerabilities, boost defenses, and help secure system weaknesses before hackers exploit them.
As more businesses rely on third-party cybersecurity providers, what role can insurers play in strengthening overall risk management?
Yeah, this is a really important question in the survey this year. And as I mentioned, I think in my opening remarks, the third-party supplier risk is rising as organizations increasingly rely on software services and cloud providers to streamline operations and boost efficiency. And cyber criminals are exploiting this evolving tech infrastructure to infiltrate supply chains and access valuable data, often targeting businesses indirectly through their supply chain connections. And organizations must assess the third-party risk exposure of their firm and better understand their risk profile. And companies should also check the contractual limitations in their vendor contracts, which often restrict the vendor's liability in the event of a knock-on third-party event, leaving the impacted companies to withstand the worst of the financial and legal consequences of the incident. And this really further emphasizes the importance of insurance and having adequate protection for these first and third-party losses where contractual indemnities fall short.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Melissa, how are cyber underwriters responding to growing risks from interconnected systems and the rise of hacktivism?
Yes, hacktivism. You know, as geopolitical tensions rise, we tend to see an uptick in cyber risk as nation-state threat actors create new cyber vulnerabilities that cyber criminals can exploit. And political polarization is also leading to a rise in hacktivist attacks, where businesses are targeted by hackers promoting political agendas and seeking to infiltrate networks to cause disruption and spark media attention. And unlike traditional cyber attacks, which focus on data theft and ransom extortion, hacktivists are not driven by financial gain and will linger in systems for an extended period of time, making it very difficult to detect.
Today, we're seeing the rise of new and changing privacy laws and cyber regulations. In what ways are those changing laws and regulations shaping insurance coverage and policy design?
Yes, another very timely question and topic from our report this year. National IP intellectual property and data privacy regulations are currently very fragmented and in some cases moving in opposite directions when you look at UK and EU versus the US. And as governments around the world look to encourage innovation and investment in AI within their respective countries, a raft of new regulations are being introduced to counter cyber resilience and IP risks. And these new regulations will create additional risk for global businesses who must ensure that any new tools that they implement will meet the required standards in each individual country in which they operate. Data privacy and security and IP risk concerns are also paramount with the need to protect sensitive data and copyright. We are seeing an uptick in AI-related IP and copyright infringement claims arising out of the training of large language models. And we're also seeing defamation claims where AI tools are being used to vet experts and not formulating accurate reports of individuals. We're continuing to monitor these developments and assist our clients with navigating the evolving legal and regulatory landscape. More to come on this topic, I think.
Melissa, what strategies can insurers use to help insureds build long-term cyber resilience beyond basic protection? And what steps is Beazley taking to address these evolving cyber threats and help clients turn heightened awareness into effective action?
Yes, it's a great question. And it's really critical for firms to have a multi-layered, or as we say, defense in-depth approach to cybersecurity. Cyber criminals continually refine their attack tactics, becoming increasingly adept at exploiting known vulnerabilities quickly and infiltrating systems faster. A multi-layered approach is essential to combat these threats and should include, at a minimum, multi-factor authentication, or MFA, deployed across all applications and systems, continuous monitoring and patching of all systems and internet-facing infrastructures to spot vulnerabilities and suspicious activities. And finally, having a practiced and up-to-date incident response plan, which is easily accessible if your system is compromised, and also undertaking regular employee training and knowing who to contact in the event of a breach. An effective cybersecurity and data privacy requires a proactive, responsive, and adaptable approach. And while no strategy can guarantee prevention, strong defenses and quality cyber insurance with expert support services helps to keep firms alert and on top of their cyber risk landscape.
Melissa, this has been so interesting, so informative. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
That was Melissa Carmichael, head of U.S. Cyber at Beazley. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.